This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
I'm Terry Way. Today we're going to Springfield to the Emerald Art Center at the corner of 5th and Main in Springfield. They have a juried exhibit over there. It's called the Emerald Spring Exhibition. It's been going on for several years, not sure how many years. It's a really terrific show, a national juried show right here in our community. Lots of things to look at. Paintings over there, Sandy. What got your attention?
Well, I'm happy to say that I picked the winner, unbeknownst to me. There's a colored pencil and ink watercolor. This sounds odd, but there are two sparrows that are very comically trying to get into a can of cream of cricket soup, which doesn't sound that, sounds a bit Norman Rockwell, which is great. But what I loved was the humor of it and the beautifully rendered, if it was a plant, I'd call it botanical, ornithological drawings of these sparrows. And I believe it won first prize.
Yes, and you're saying that because you saw the show before the awards were issued. I saw it afterwards. In fact, it did get Best of Show. And that's one thing that's unique about this show is they award over $6,000 in cash to these participants. It's a really big deal. In this case, Eileen Sorg won Best of Show, and she was awarded $2,000. She's out of Washington State. You're right. I like this one, too, before. I saw the show before they awarded.
Yes.
It's really a creative piece.
Mm-hmm.
The origin of this show is interesting. Gladys Bacon Rust, I interviewed several years ago about this show, moved here from, I think, Phoenix, and was wondering how can we kind of raise the bar, show people locally what's going on nationally. And she was actually the founder of this national show. They get over 300 entries from across the United States. And out of that, I think they usually pick about 60 pieces, which is about right for this show.
Well, it's really worth the, if you're in Eugene, the trip to Springfield to enjoy the show. It's very rich. It's beautifully displayed. I especially enjoyed a piece by Steve Davis. It's a watercolor. You know, as a rule, I'm sort of so over portraits of beautiful models posing in chairs. You know.
Right.
And just another beautiful woman. But this one is really something special. Her eyes are closed. She's beautiful, but her soul is externalized in some way. So you feel a more complexity of the person than just a beauty.
The show has quite a number of figurative pieces, and the juror awarded three of those pieces monetary cash awards. One was called Introspection. It was awarded the gold level, which is $1,000. It's a pastel by William Schneider. Very deep. It looks 3D. It's a very nice portrait of a young woman, and that one was really nice. A very intriguing piece.
I was also struck by the figurative pieces. We don't often see this many excellent ones. There was one called Don't Be Mad by Joy Descoteaux. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. But it's a mother and daughter on a curb in a very intimate, familiar, and yet unusual pose where the mother is listening to the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite beautiful. The expressions are full of passion and empathy.
Yeah, so we're talking about the National Juried Show at the Emerald Art Center in Springfield. Another one, some of the smaller pieces are upstairs. And one that I enjoyed looking at, I actually know Brent Burkett. It's called Teapot and Onions. It's a small oil. He was awarded the $500 bronze medal. And it's onions in a teapot. But boy, did he capture their essence. They look like they're alive. It's a very nice small piece. It's an oil.
Well, I do want to call out an abstract that I loved called Warm Gathering for Tea by Anne Lancaster. It's mixed media. My husband was there, and he called it art carving, this very three-dimensional, sculptural quality of the color. You can reach out, and it seems like sometimes the paint is an inch thick, standing up in waves and streaks and daubs.
Daubs.
It was beautiful.
So one that I thought should win a prize was by an artist, Sally Schwader, I believe. It's called My Love Poem to Oregon. It's an acrylic. She's from Creswell. And I really admired the technique. It's very loose. It's a landscape, but it looks like she probably did it with a palette knife. It's big, broad areas of color, but it had a really, really nice feel about it, but didn't get a prize.
Oh, well.
But I wasn't the juror. So.
Yes, they should have had us passing out all the prizes. I loved Mexican Hospitality by Mary Ann Hoffman from Pocatello, Idaho. It's a set table with wicker and wire-back chairs. You might say it's unremarkable in terms of a subject matter, but I love it when people can take a very deep color and infuse it with emotion. And in this case, it was a saturated burgundies and blues and side shadows. So it was emotional.
We are talking about the National Juried Show at the Emerald Art Center. This show goes through May 31st. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.